From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to highlight the importance of the security alliance between his country and the United States as he meets Thursday with President-elect Donald Trump. Since winning election last week, Trump has spoken by phone with a number of world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin. But the talks with Abe will be the first in-person meeting for Trump as he prepares to take office in January. Meantime, many college students across the U.S. opposing Trump's immigration policy want their administrators to authorize safe havens on campus to protect students and employees.
It's very important for me to have a sanctuary campus. I don't want to speak in my own self-interest, but it's important in general, because Trump's policies not only affect undocumented immigrants, they also affect women, LGBT members, black people, Latinos.
The protesters are calling for their campuses to be named sanctuary campuses, safe places, spaces for undocumented students, barring authorities from asking for documentation or turning over undocumented students to federal authorities. Addressing European perceptions of emerging American isolationism, U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have told Germans there is no going back on globalization. Berlin is the second stop on Mr. Obama's last foreign tour as U.S. president. His first stop was Greece, where President Obama spoke of the importance of defending democracy and the U.S. enduring commitment to standing by its European allies. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Senate leadership positions are being filled for the new session that will start in early January, reflecting the balance of power determined in elections held across the country last week. Republicans will control the White House, House and Senate, and the Congress in the coming year. The congressional leadership positions take effect prior to the January 20th inauguration of Donald Trump as the 45th president of the United States. Russia announced Wednesday that it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Margaret Bashir has our report.
In withdrawing their signature, Moscow's foreign ministry accused the Hague-based court of not being truly independent and dismissed its work as one-sided and inefficient. The move comes a day after the court's chief prosecutor issued a report stating that the situation in Crimea and the city of Sevastopol factually amounts to an ongoing state of occupation by Russia over Ukraine. Moscow annexed the Ukrainian territory in March 2014 after a widely criticized referendum. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The U.S. and South Korea are continuing their efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged human rights violations. The United Nations official in charge of the North Korean human rights and the South Korean foreign minister plan to bring a North Korean human rights resolution before the United Nations Security Council next month. The resolution will refer the North to the International Criminal Court. Hillary Clinton made her first public appearance Wednesday night in Washington since conceding the presidential election to Donald Trump a week ago.
Coming here tonight wasn't the easiest thing for me. There have been a few times this past week when all I wanted to do was just to curl up with a good book or our dogs and never leave the house again.
The president of the Children's Defense Fund praised Clinton for her contributions to the fund and her lifelong dedication to the welfare of children. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to ease the minds of those worried that the next U.S. president will destroy the global agreement to deal with climate change. Kerry spoke in Morocco at the U.N. Climate Conference.
I can tell you with confidence that the United States is right now, today, on our way to meeting all of the international targets that we've set. And because of the market decisions that are being made, I do not believe that that can or will be reversed.
President-elect Donald Trump has spoken of ripping up the Paris Agreement on reducing greenhouse gases. He has appointed a climate change skeptic to lead his Environmental Protection Agency transition team. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.